Romans 8, 38 to 39, part 1, a leap of faith. Are you convinced that if you jumped off the tallest building in the world, that God would catch you? It would not be a very good idea to jump off a tall building, but sometimes people talk about following Jesus as a leap of faith. Following Christ means believing and acting on something we cannot see and cannot fully explain logically. We follow Jesus believing that he died for our sins and has given us eternal life. However, if we are not completely convinced of his absolute love for us, we may look for a rope to latch onto or a parachute to save us on the way down. For someone to jump off a tall building, they would have to be fully convinced that there was a net or something that would catch them. In order to take a leap of faith and follow Jesus, one must be fully convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Are you convinced? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8, 38 to 39. Let's read it. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, neither present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, just a note before we go on. Since Romans 8, 38 and 39 form one sentence, we will cover both verses in two parts. The meditation question is, describe the security and greatness of God's love for you from this chapter. What is the most important thing you learned from this study about God's love for you? Paul led with the question in verse 35, who can separate us from the love of Christ? I will list everything he mentions in Romans 8, 35 to 39 that cannot separate us from the love of Christ. It says, trouble cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hardship cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Persecution cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Famine cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nakedness cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Danger cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The sword cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Death cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Life and whatever problems we may face cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Angels cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Demons cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The present cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The future cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The powers of darkness cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Height, including all high authorities and spiritual beings, cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Depth, including things in the depths of the earth and the demons of hell, cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am convinced that nothing can separate me from his love. I hope that after studying Romans chapter 8, you are convinced. We may face all of the things listed above, but none of these things can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ. No matter what negative things might happen, we need to see them through the lens of God's unconditional love for us. Jesus demonstrated his love, his unconditional and eternal love for us through the cross. He works all things together for our good because of his love for us. We are more than conquerors in all things because of his absolute love that never changes. In a world of guilt, shame, and performance-based acceptance, we may sometimes feel separated from God's love, but in reality, that is not true. He already took care of our guilt and shame. He loves us and accepts us not because of what we do, but because of the love of God. And the cross is the eternal proof of his love for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's pray. Lord, we are convinced that nothing can separate us from your love. We are willing to leap into your arms of love and follow you, knowing that you love us no matter what happens. Lord, we receive your love today. We are loved, accepted, forgiven, safe, and secure in your love. Thank you, Father. Amen.